if we're gonna do this, we're gonna do this the correct way. So J. Cole dropped 7 minutes drill, which is interesting to me, right? And so it's interesting for a lot of reasons, because the military has something that's called like a 7 minute drill, but in J. Cole's context of it, I think he's a military brat. So anyway, the 7 minute drill, and ideally what it technically is just in a Drainville context, because everyone says that he does it, but it's basically you have 7 minutes to write a song. You have, in those 7 minutes, you get to listen to two beats, you also get to like write lyrics, and you get to just express yourself, say what you need to say, and get out of it. So it's interesting he dropped this. And so let me also preface this by saying this wasn't a surprise drop. In theory, it was a surprise drop to the masses. However, people have been waiting for J. Cole to drop his mixtape, because we have, two or three albums before we get to Fall Off, and this might be the reason we were waiting on. But this was badly promoted by J. Cole. Well, it was badly promoted, because if you weren't like on a J. Cole fan, or you weren't aware that this was gonna happen. And it's some comparisons as to what happens here. But while we also talk about this, I'm gonna say this now before I actually look deeper into it. But when I was hearing this, I thought the conductor was Williams, and I'm not entirely sure if it's conductor Williams that's at the end that has like this conductor flow that switches the speed at like 2 minutes. That's what I think it is. Okay, so with that being said, that's why I assume is that 2 minute beat. The 2 minute verse change, I think that's who that is. There will be more into this, but we will talk about that as we get to it, because that's in itself interesting to me. Okay, so we're gonna jump to this chorus, and we're gonna jump to the verse. The first chorus is like we're like PWC, like Public Work Commission, which I think Fairville, North Carolina has. I believe they have it. I know certain states in the U.S. do have like public work commissions where they vote and stuff, and the budgets of how they want to spend stuff and what stuff they want to fix for the public. So I know certain states have it, and I think Carolinas have it. It's a cold world, keep the heat under your seat, which is an interesting bar, because his name is J. Cole, or Cold World, but it's also a cold world, and I leave pressure under your seat to make sure that y'all put out good verses, which would be Kendrick and Drake, if we talk about this topic of conversation. He said, I got a phone call. They say someone was dissing. I'm assuming he got this phone call because Dreamville Fest, and he wasn't like listening to music. He was zoned in or zoned out. He has a kind of Wayne kind of complex where they focus on their own stuff and then zone out, right? And he was like, well, he got a bunch of phone calls from somebody saying that people were dissing him, and I believe that's the Kendrick diss that we're waiting on. The Kendrick diss that came in his response to First Person Shooter when he said Big Three, but Big Three was the reference to Big Three, but also to Ice Cube's lead called the Big Three. Anyway, that's what I assume this is a response to. He says, you want some attention, it comes with some extensions. My dog, like, say the word. He's faking it. He's just itching. Because we never had beef before this current moment, but we are having beef now. We never had beef before this. He's just making up beef. We never had beef. But his friend has put in so much working on the streets. He got a pension. He had to put in 30 to get a pension. Originally, you had to put like 30 years in at a job to get a pension. It might be lower to now 20, but you had to put 30 years in a job to get a pension. I told him, chill out. How I look having henchmen, because Kendrick was mentioning a bodyguard in his response, and on like that, he mentioned him having bodyguards, and they were protecting him and stuff like that. He says, if the shots pop off, I'm the one doing the clinching, which is, I'm the one spinning the bar. I don't need my contacts or other people's disappointment in somebody to spit the way that I'm feeling. I can just do it on the song myself with no features and spit how I'm really feeling, which relates to the 7 minute drill. Which I think is interesting because it, to some point, that's true. I think anytime J. Cole's responded to somebody, he's done it by himself, and the numbers have run by themselves. Like this song right here, by itself, is 4.2 million views. If you want to go off, if you want to go off like views and listens, 4.2 million on Spotify, I believe. It'll be a disclaimer in this if it's not that 4.2, because I want to be accurate. And so his first verse, I came up in the Ville, and I came. This run, the speed of through the lyrics, and this like this coming down production wise, I love it the way that it sounds. Cause I came up in the Ville, I'm good when it comes to tension. So I'm used to action. If we want to get into a diss trap, we can, and to a certain extent, if you want to, we can. He's doing a lot of shows, but fell off like The Simpsons, which we could argue that Kendrick Lamar has done a lot of shows. Because The Simpsons have run on for so long that people have said they should have stopped The Simpsons, but they just keep going, you know? But he says, your first stuff is a classic, your last was tragic. This is what the assumption is. If he's talking about these albums and his classics, is he talking about Good Kid, Mad City? Because if you're talking about Good Kid, Mad City, Good Mad Kid, City was good. Well, he would have to because 2022, right? Right, so it'd be Good Kid, Mad City. It would be How to Pimp a Butterfly. So, your first was good. Good Kid, Mad City was good. Your second was overhyped. He said, I believe his second was overhyped. We'll go through the first. Your first one was a classic. That last stuff was tragic. Your second one's put people to sleep, but they gassed it. So, I'm assuming by that timeline, he's going, Good Kid, Mad City was a classic. How to Pimp a Butterfly. It was boring, but people gassed it because they say it's their favorite. I would say it's probably his second best, because Good Kid, Mad City is his first best to me, right? So he guessed it, and his last album, which would be Damn or Mr. Morale, because he says four albums, which Damn was his anticipated high, right? Damn was his anticipated high. Yeah, third was Massive. It was his most anticipated high. It was supposed to be in his prime, and a lot of people didn't like Damn when it came out. So I guess that's what he's saying. It was in your prime and people didn't like it when it came out. I was trailing right behind in albums. I just now hit mine, which if he's relating to the off season, he just kind of hit that competitive flow. His understanding, he just hit that competitive flow, which I would argue he already had that competitive flow, and I don't think he was trailing behind. I think if we go classic, he's just saying... If he's saying the offseason is his first classic, then that's saying that he believes his offseason is his first classic, which that's fair. Now I'm in the front of the line with a comfortable lead, with the feature run and all of this, right, when an album drops, and I'm in a comfortable lead. How ironic. He wants something with me, saying that Kendrick wants this beef with me, because I'm now in the lead doing features with stuff and people and dropping albums and really exploring that context, because before this time, J. Cole didn't really explore features and stuff like that. Well, he called me at a perfect time. Jump up and see. Which is, if you're going to take the bite, if you're going to bite this and take it, let's go. If you're going to bite this song and take it, let's go. We can go. And let's see how we turn out. He says, boy, I got here off of bars, which is true. I think, depending on when you listen, first listen to J. Cole, you either listen to Born Center or 2044 So Drive. And those fans have carried J. Cole because his fans are very loyal and have carried him through, which I think is interesting to speculate that that's not what happened. But that's true. He says, no controversy, which I think is interesting because a lot of people, I've asked like 10, 15 people, they said that they only first heard of Kendrick when he dropped that Control verse, and then what he did on Future's current project started more controversy. So he's just hopping controversy to controversy around the controversy out. This is what J. Cole is saying, and I don't argue that that's not what he's doing, but he always does like a verse before he releases an album to start like controversy, which is interesting, the way of doing it. But to some extent, that's true. It's funny. Funny thing about it is, he never wanted to proceed. He never wanted to be called because of the great. Before the fall off, he's never said that he was the greatest. Before the fall, he never said it. before the creation of when the Fallout started, he never said he was the greatest. So before KOD, he never said it. Before the offseason, he never said it. But now, if I'm going to take the prestige, I'm going to take it. If you're going to put me in the big three, I'll take it. I'll take the bait. And this is, I think this is a response to everyone saying to him, specifically, that, oh, well, Kendrick and, if we're doing good off achievements, Kendrick and Drake have Grammys, and J. Cole only has one. But then he says, yeah, blink the Grammys, because they've never done anything for me. Like, him winning a Grammy is not going to do anything for him. People listen to J. Cole regularly. That could be based off a lot of different things, or they just draw it him generically. But him winning a Grammy or something is not going to bring in more viewers. It's just not. That's just the truth. Him winning a Grammy is not going to do anything for him, fan-wise. It's not. And this is the reference to his albums, which I do love. He says, "Slugs took my friend's soul," which is "For Your Eyes Only," where he talks about his daughter. Where he tells J. Cole to release this if he isn't able to see his daughter, this should be her last words from him, which is interesting. He says, "Drugs took another," which could be kids on drugs, the concept of him. Of kids being on drugs, and drugs have a high rate of overdose, but also have a high rate of mortality. But shoot, the rap you ain't no realer than I've seen the stuff I've seen in Cumberland, which might be true. He averages one hard verse every 30 months or something like that. So every 3 years or every 2 years and a half, he enters the cold verse, which we could argue, sure. I think because a lot of people don't look at Kendrick's verses unless they're like, oh, he's a surprise feature. Oh, okay, well, yeah, he was on so-and-so albums. It's never like, oh, Kendrick on so-and-so album, he's coming back. It's never that unless he's like, but he never does these verses unless he's like gonna drop an album, right? Which we can argue is true. If he wasn't dissing, we wouldn't be discussing him. We could say that's true. I think. And people getting comfortable with not listening to a Kendrick's album. But we'll talk about all of this when we get to like that main point of this book where he says you dropped 4 albums in 12 years. We'll talk. But it's interesting because I think it's true. I think no one was looking for Kendrick, and then Kendrick got on Future's and Metro's album, and now everyone was looking for him. Like they teamed up like the Avengers, and people were just like, oh. Kendrick's on this, okay. And then the disc caught people's attention and said they wanted somebody to respond. Lord, don't make me smoke him. Lord, don't make me smoke him because I mean, him are good friends, which they're great friends. I don't understand why anybody would go, hello, let me diss J. Cole because let me just smoke J. Cole. I don't think J. Cole's in his mind like, I don't know why you have beef with me. I genuinely don't know why you have beef with me. I thought we were great friends. And through history, you can see that they've had good friendships in hip-hop, which is weird. But push come to shove, on this mic, I will humble him. Which is interesting. I think it's true. And people were like, well, if J. Cole can't out-rap Kendrick, and he just kind of said, well, if Kendrick wants to respond a certain way, I can respond the same way he wants to. And I think this is generically what he did, which is true. I think they can both respond in their own ways, and we could argue about who's the better MC doing this and who's doing that, but generally I think they can both respond in both ways. This album called Black Friday we were supposed to get, where it would show them taking each other's beats and switching them. There's not huge of a difference. It's just different styles of how they would approach it. I got mixed feelings about these rap guys. It's over for the cap. We're officially cap pillars, which now we're fake because we want to act like there's a problem where there's not. 26. We don't. Right? Shooting people with lights out because my dog's stats fillers. Which might be true. I think if you look at the thing, you have a lot of artists just trying to stat fill. Like, oh, I did a feature with so-and-so, I did a song with so-and-so. This ranked me higher than in the top 100. So, they're just filling up stats. And that's a truer point to it. He says, coerce your Pilates instructor. Get a guy stretched if he disrespects me, which is... it's a gun reference. It's a reference to a gun murder bar, which is interesting. Who lives his life without the pressure of constant fade, Kate? Which is just the idea of all you might fade after your next release. I pray for peace, but if cease peace is then he's positive, you know. He says, I pray for peace. I do. I think J. Cole has always said, I pray for peace, but if you want to diss me, I'll gladly participate. He says your arms might be too short to box with a god, because I think Cole is 6-something and Kendrick's like 5'5.5", 5-something, right? It's, he says, the rocket is popping like it's the 4th of July, which he says outside the top, popping outside like the top of July, like the first weeks of July. He says, my text is flooded with people with accent, with hunger for a toxic reply. If you're going to be toxic, go full out. He dissed you, go with a full out diss. It's like, I'm hesitant. And I would be too. I love my brother. I'm not going to lie. That's true. I don't have a beef with you. We've never had a beef, but you always name drop me or something in a verse. And so, it'd be like, I'm not going to lie. We've always been great. I'm powered up. It's like swatting a fly. Just you want to take aim, I'll take aim at you too, but it'll be easier for me because I was just like, I'm swatting the fly. But if this is what you want, you drop 4 albums in 12 years, which, I mean, it could be true. It could be true, right? Because he's saying How to Pimp a Butterfly it's a lot of people that share the assumption that How to Pimp a Butterfly was boring, and it put a lot of people to sleep, but people guessed it because they think it's the best, but I think Good Kid, M.A.A.D City is the best. We talked about this. And then the dynamic of Damn being his most anticipated album, and it just wasn't. It wasn't the best of people's ears. But if this is what you want, I'm indulging the violence. I'm indulging with diss tracks. If you want to go, I can indulge in the diss tracks. Put pictures in my home. Aim the chrome at your head, at your eyelids, just to put to keep you up. You know, if I'm going to haunt you, Put them up. But yeah, I'll put pictures up in my home. But if they gonna haunt you, just put them up. Back in town, whipping working in traffic and pounds, which I'm not gonna touch right now. He says, but switching sides, like the tassel on a cap gown, which is like when you graduate, you switch gowns. And but I can always switch sides. Like if this is a thing and this is the thing that you're obviously mad about. You're mad because I switched sides, but because Drake has a problem. Is he assuming that since Drake had a problem and they decided to get him because they knew that they had a problem, he switched sides because Cole has been neutral on this topic, and then he did something with Drake, and Kendrick was like, oh, well, if you want to do that, And so I said, if you want to switch sides with this, I thought we were cool. I'm fully loaded. I can drop two classics right now, which I would enjoy. And if he's saying classics, like, what I'm assuming he's talking about is the idea of these classic albums, or classic disses, like, Takeoff, which I think is an illustrative Takeoff, because he says, you might be too short to box with a guy, which came from Nas, and that was on Ether and Illmatic. So, that's it. He says, I can drop 2 classics right now. If you want to go, we can go 2 rounds, so I'll drop 2 rounds back-to-back right now. And it's Conductor. I think it's Conductor Williams. You can hear the beat change at 202, and it's that Conductor sound. But he says, yeah. But let me chill out, man. This is a warm-up. Yeah. Off-season went away. I think, genuinely, this is an 8 out of 10 for me. But it's interesting because before this came out, no one knew that Kendrick was going to drop it. And this concept of he drops something heavy every 30 or something like that, where it's like, you don't really drop everything, but every couple years, and it's normally for an album release, which is great. I think that J. Cole marketed this well. And I wonder if he knew a project from J. Cole was coming out. So he said, okay, I'm going to drop something. See how they feel about it and see how he responds to it. This could be a marketing scheme between the both of them. Because they were good friends. So this kind of heated up the reply. Because this was his anticipated thing. But it's true. I think when we look at the statistics, he equaled them. Because he said that Kendrick, in theory, said that J. Cole's best is light work, is a light pack. So it's not true. I mean, this right here, it's not a K-Dot or a Cole one right away. This is more, hey, I mean, it's, they both answered valid questions, but it's not necessarily a who takes who. This isn't, it's not as clear, it's not as black and white as it should be. It's an 8 out of 10, and I'll say this. If you love production, that inflection of I came up in a ville, so I'm good with the beef is something that you hear, that vocal rising and that flow, which Kendrick does so often, that if you want to do it, we can. It's great to watch. But there's also this conductor that I think is Conductor Williams, where you hear like the high, like you hear the rise in the conductor sounds, and it changes the beat forever. With that being said, though, I think, you know, that'll be probably the end. If you enjoyed it, I enjoyed it. I do. Now, people asking me, who am I rooting for? I'm not sure because it's partially true, right? When he says this, he says he came off of hype, and that's to a certain extent he did come off of hype. He did off of 2014. J. Cole did off of 2014 for SL Drive or Born Sinner. And that's where he gained his known to fame, right? Because everyone knows 2014 4SL Drive, or that Rocket Fella gave him the chain after making 2014 4SL Drive. But it's interesting because I think, I've asked a lot of people, and they haven't heard of Kendrick before. And I remember hearing Kendrick on Section 80 and C4 before I heard that Control verse. So it's interesting, but it's partially true. A lot of people are like, first time I ever hear Mary Kendrick is the Control verse, where he was talking about Drake, Big Sean, J. Cole. But besides that, I hadn't heard of Kendrick before, which might show age, is how many people that I asked with early 2000s, 2005. But, you know, it's interesting that we hear that now and still hearing it to this day. But I think it's kind of true. He responded to the Drake controversy with Future, and gave us 2 cents, and it became controversial again, and that's the only reason we're talking about him, because he dissed Drake, and kind of dissed J. Cole at the same time. Because that whole verse, like, everything we're talking about now is just that verse. We're not even talking about the full song with Future added to that verse. Not at all. But it's talking about the controversy that he's talking about J. Cole and Drake. Future threw some shots, too, so it's interesting to me we're not talking about that Future aspect of it. So with that being said, I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, I would definitely like, listen, we drop music, we drop episodes every Sunday. We might be changing that, but we drop it every Sunday. So with that being said, I hope you enjoyed listening to this podcast. If you did, please come back and listen to another episode, or just keep listening to another episode by the World of Skinny CJ Music Podcast. We're out, and have a great rest of your day.